Welcome to 9to5 Google Daily for October 10th, 2018. I'm Stephen Hall. First up today, we have a lot of follow-up coverage on yesterday's coverage of the new Google Pixel 3 and Pixel 3 XL. We're working hard on our review right now, but we still are able to uncover little details based on our hands-on time yesterday. Speaking of hands-on, Damien did a full hands-on with the Google Pixel 3 and 3 XL at the London launch event, and so he put together a very well-produced video going over everything that's new with those devices. Also, Abner did a full roundup of all the Google AI-powered software features that are launching with the Pixel 3, many of which you might have missed in the hustle and bustle of yesterday's event. And also, I wrote my first impressions on the Pixel 3 and 3 XL, basically talking about how my initial impressions and my initial first few hours with the device were delightful in a way that the Pixel 2 wasn't, but the original Pixel was. So you can read that story to hear more about what that means. Also, our Damien did a hands-on with the Google Pixel Slate, which brings the very first true Chrome OS tablet debut. So the Acer Chromebook Tab 10 already launched earlier this year, you may know, but this is the first real kind of consumer-facing Chrome OS tablet. It's going to launch with Chrome OS 71 based on our hands-on time yesterday, but Damien did a really good deep dive into the tablet over in London, and he also did a hands-on with the Google Pixel Stand, which he mentioned turns your Google Pixel 3 into a Google Home of sorts. You can read all about that over at 9to5 Google and check out his video over at our YouTube channel at youtube.com/9to5Google. You can read all these stories and much more over at 9to5google.com and subscribe to 9to5 Google Daily in Google Play, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday. And tune into a longer 1-hour talk, Alphabet Scoop, every Saturday morning.